I love how the fact when Matt's not here, I get inundated with messages going, where's Matt? Shay's like, where's Matt? Rosie, where's Matt today? Everyone's like, but we can tell you, Matt is actually on the phone now. Morning, Matt. You're missed.
Morning, how are we?
Okay, you're missed this morning. Your fan club's out in force going, where is Matt?
I got inundated with messages as well from people on social media going, did you forget it was Sunday?
Yeah.
You're meant to be on the radio.
Did you forget it's Sunday?
No. Basically, I went to see a chiropractor on Friday because, as you know, I've had back problems on and off for a number of years.
Yeah.
And he's done me a lot of good, but he's done me so much good that I now can't move.
Oh, okay. So you're just taking it easy, chilling out, so you're ready for sort of your new job on Monday.
Yes. Because I've got to go back to work tomorrow.
There you go. Okay.
So we had a chat yesterday, and we decided that you would do the show on your own. Yeah. And you're doing a sterling job, I have to say.
Oh, thank you. You have been listed. Have you got your little notebook out? There's a little tick going, tick, 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 tick.
No.
Yeah, could do this
no,
better.
No, I wouldn't do that to you.
No? Okay.
But I did realise that I was getting a lot of messages, and so were you, so I thought I better phone in.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, is Matt all right? I'm sorry, okay, there you go. But yeah, and it's kind of nice to be doing the show today, actually, Matt, you know, being what would have been Lara's birthday.
That's important. I wanted to ring in and make my own dedication to Lara, who was an amazing person, an amazing broadcaster, and a really good friend. It is a pleasure and an honour to do the show in her name and in her memory. Rest in peace, Lara.
Absolutely. Yes, there you go. So it's kind of, it's nice. I feel this is where I want to be, you know, on the day like today. Would have been her 48th birthday. And actually, you know, the messages that have been coming in, the support from listeners and people getting involved in the show this morning has been a big comfort to me.
Yeah, and it's where we all feel is a second home when you're in a radio studio. So it's the absolute right place to remember and honour Laura as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Matt, we're going to let you go and have a rest and have a relaxing Sunday and listen to the rest of the show. And Mark's actually in the studio. Do you want to say hi to Mark quickly? Mark Avani's with us.
Hello, Matt.
Good morning, Mark. How are we?
I'm fine, thank you. Yes, I got into the studio here. We had a bit of problem finally getting in, but...
Yeah. We realised, actually, Matt...
You're in now.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, it meant me running around the car park. We realised that Mark used to be a presenter here for a while and never actually been into the studio because, of course, when we were doing that, it was sort of in lockdown.
Yeah, it was in the sitting room.
First time visiting the studio. What do you think, Mark?
I think it's got air conditioning in there. It's lovely.
We've got all the microphones.
I think it's a smaller studio than you probably think, Mark.
It is, but as I say, it's nice and cool in there, and very modern. Yeah, it's
there you go. But we're going to be talking about buses as well. So
I know a fair bit about buses, as you know. After having about half a year without a car, I got to know buses very well.
Yeah, so I don't know, Matt, if you want to stay on and join in the conversation and talk to Matt to Mark about the, he went to the bus meeting. We're going to be talking a bit about that. So you're welcome to join us if you want to, Matt.
I don't know, because I have to sit in a certain position to my phone signal. I'm not sure my back's going to like the position for that long.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll let you go. And
I will be listening.
Listen in and let us know if you've got any comments on what you're hearing this morning and any experiences you want to share.
Okay.
And we will see you back here next Sunday?
Yes, with a bit of luck.
Good.
I will be fine.
We'll look forward to that as well. Okay, well, for now, Matt, take care, and thanks for giving us a call.
I will do. Enjoy the rest of the show, and welcome to the studio, Mark.
Thank you, Matt. Hope you get better soon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Matt. There we go. So that's hopefully answered that question. Where is Matt? Well, he's on the phone. He's just resting at home. So, yeah, Mark, welcome to Radio Woking.
Hello, John. Hello.
Good to speak to you. And I know that you've been to the bus meeting, and this was yesterday. Tell me about the bus meeting.
Yeah, well, I'm a member of what's called the Northwest Surrey Bus Users Group. They represent four boroughs, Woking, Elmbridge, Runnymede and Spelthorpe. But not Surrey Heath, but they just we meet up. I'm not the chairman, I'm just a member.
Yeah,
we meet up four times a year, but they do one in Woking, which was happening yesterday in the Christchurch. And we had four bus operators there from Stagecoach and various other companies, and we had a good meeting.
Yeah, of course, buses. I mean, we are very much aware of the £2 price cap that applies to most of the bus services, not all, but most of the bus services around Woking. And that, do we think that sort of had an impact on the number of people using buses?
Well, it's funny because they've got a guy from Wright Bus who does the buses to Staines. They don't take part in £2 one, and they might be thinking about it, but they've had no impact. But they serve St Peter's Hospital.
Mm.
But Stagecoach have said they've had a big increase. But what's interesting is weekly tickets or day tickets have gone down considerably, and they want to pay a lot of customers by, you know, like card.
Yeah.
But they're paying, because it's £2, they're paying by cash. It's cheaper to pay by cash.
So people are using cash rather than cards.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I thought we were just going for a cashless society and everyone was like tapping their
card. No, that's the downside. Well, it's an upside and downside, but they've noticed that so White Bus are saying it's causing a bit of a delays on the bus stops.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's going to continue to October. It's going up to £2.50 for a year. What's going to happen after that, we don't know.
So that's the discussion that's going to happen there. But I think it's good. It makes the public transport more accessible. And if you make it cheaper to get a bus, people will jump on a bus rather than drive somewhere. And if you think you're paying £2 to get somewhere, probably £2 to get back. By the time you pay petrol and parking, if you're going somewhere like Guildford or Camberley, it works out a better value.
Well, obviously, I've heard the car park charges are going up in Woking.
Yes.
20%, I believe.
Okay, that's never welcome.
No, but I think the only issue really is frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And there is some good news. The 446, which goes to currently hourly to Staines, is going up to half hourly.
Mm-hmm.
It does go up to half hourly to St Peter's, but it only goes up to William Perkins School for some bizarre reason. And it's going up to extending hourly to Ashford Hospital. So
okay.
People go to Ashford Hospital because me and Mary have been to Ashford and had to get a London bus, and I got off the wrong stop and had to cross that busy main road.
Do you know what? It's always, I mean, you know, Ashford Hospital being linked in with St Peter's, meaning you could get an appointment living in Woking at Ashford Hospital. It's quite a nightmare to get there if you don't drive, isn't it?
It's a nightmare. It's not kicking in till, I haven't got the date on me, end of August. The other news, because we had a guy from Stagecoach, we were hoping for some news. At the minute, the 34 is hourly.
Okay.
That's going up to half hourly throughout the week.
Okay.
I've got a time to... So even on Sunday, at the minute it's just 1 hour, it's going up to half hourly, but the route's going to slightly change between Woking and Guildford. It's no longer going to go through the small village of Sutton Green and Jacobs Well. It's going to go through Mayford. It's going to have an effect on the 35. We haven't got a timetable for that, but that's going to cover Sutton Green and the Jacobs Well.
Okay, so there's some slight changes there, but that's going to be very welcome because that's the service a lot of people use, the 34 or 35 going between Guildford, coming through Woking, go off to Camberley, and vice versa. So, I mean, to see more of those buses. Are they going to be running later? Because I know...
Yes, we haven't got a timetable. They're going to run early on a Sunday. At the minute, it's a kind of what I call a shopper service, 9 to 6.
Mm.
It's going to run early on the Sunday. I don't know exactly what time.
Mm-hmm.
A bit like they improved the 91 last year.
Yeah.
It's 20 minutes on a Sunday now, which is really good. I mean, it's if you're on Goldsworth Park, it's not quite that level. It's not, obviously the 34 isn't as busy, but if you get the 6 o'clock commuter truck, where the commuters come off, it can be absolutely packed on the 34.
Yeah.
And the other issue is I'm a little bit not concerned. It goes, basically it goes from Guildford to Camberley, Camberley to Guildford. And if it gets stuck, say, at Frimley in some traffic jam for 20 minutes, and someone brought up an issue, it's only hourly in the Westfield area, and the other issue is the road is closed near Sainsbury's.
Yeah.
And it's turning off Westfield Avenue. It's not going up Vicarage Road. I'm not quite sure why.
Okay.
So a part of it is completely cut out like Kingfield Green.
Yeah, so these are the sort of the areas, the less kind of, in the more kind of rural parts of the route that kind of, you know, get missed when there's road closures and things. So, okay, well, it's an interesting conversation. And the bus users group, I mean, that's an important thing for you to go to. I mean, what made you want to get involved with that?
Well, I do use public transport a lot. I trains and all that. And I knew someone who went to it and they said, come along. And I think, for some people that don't use buses, the buses are a bit of a... Well, I don't like the bus.
It's a bit of an unknown if you don't use it, you know.
I think it's the only users group in Surrey. And the chairman who does it, Mark, he's very good, and he was a bus driver years ago. Mm. And, they just try the ways... Because we are in Surrey, because obviously it covers a lot of Elmbridge, which covers London territory, which is London buses is totally different to here. They've got higher frequencies, and there hasn't been great news, but recently there's a lot of development in the Heathrow area. They're throwing a lot of money, hence why the 446, I won't bore you with it, but there's a lot of new routes to the north of the county. And hopefully more people are returning to it. We won't know until the cap ends how it will really, but the discussion was, do they go back to their normal prices? This was a discussion.
And this is the thing, if people are used to paying £2, jumping on the bus, suddenly it increases dramatically if they go back to the sort of prices they were before, people might be, oh, no, do you know what, I'm just going to drive again.
This is the problem. Another interesting fact, if you live in Shearwater at the minute, it's 3 buses an hour.
Mm-hmm.
It's not evenly spaced. Apart from the 436, I've noticed the 456, they go virtually the same time, but from tomorrow, if you go to Morrison's at the minute, you can get the 456, but tomorrow you've got to get the 28, but stay on the 456, it will turn into the 28. But there was a bit of an interesting question about, is it a through service? And Falcon have said, it is between Woking and Morrison's. So the question was, could you get a bus from Guildford to Staines for £2? But no, it would be, but that was a bit. So if you get the bus from the bus stop at the near Girls, Morrison's or the Triangle, you probably have to pay 2 fares. But if you go to Morrison's, you could technically get a bus to...
Yeah. These are the little sort of things that are getting thrown up by this, because I know that if you have to change buses, it's a £2 single to get, you know, and you change, you pay again. So,
yeah.
Okay, really interesting. And I think it's a positive that the bus cap is at £2, going up to £2.50 when it ends in October. And then we'll see what happens after that.
You can... Well, there are weekly tickets. If you, say, for instance, want to go to Adderstone or Kingston, it is best to get a weekly ticket.
Okay.
But that's another issue, because there's so many different weekly tickets.
It gets confusing, and you hear people buying the wrong ticket and they try and get on a bus and they realise it's not valid on that service.
Yeah, there was one on a site which, there's one called, you might have heard it, was it Woking Travel Rise?
Yeah.
Which covers all operators, but Stagecoach have got one of their own.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody got a Stagecoach one, but they went to Shearwater, which obviously Stagecoach don't one.
Yeah.
So they had to pay whatever the fare was for that. So they're trying to... there's one called the Acorn Ticket, which is North Surrey. They're trying to cover the whole of Woking. It doesn't cover the whole of Woking, but...
It's very confusing.
It is confusing.
This is the thing. So the bus users group, I mean, is that something that everyone can get involved with locally?
Yes, you don't have to... I'm a member of it. I think it's about £5 a year, but you could just turn up. A lot of people just turn up, because it was in Woking. They turned up, it was on the second floor, like, but there was a lift. But
and this is at the Christchurch in Woking?
Yes, it was. Yeah. It was a skylight rooms at the top of the building there. Yes, it's usually held in Alderston, as I say. But yes, you can join, you can take part. I think it's very, if you get the buses, it's very useful to be involved in.
And it's important, I think, for you as a bus user, but also for the companies to hear real feedback from their customers.
Yeah, well, what was interesting was Stagecoach was, they started up, they were very positive. But Whitebus at the end obviously they talked about issues about tyres because of the Brexit and all that, and the prices have gone up of everything on fuel. So it was a contrasting debate. Someone did mention about the state of Stagecoach buses, which I do agree with. They're not the best looking ones, but I do welcome the frequency.
There you go. Yeah. So hopefully some positive changes there, but it's good that they're open to listening, because, you know, they're not going to get everything right all the time. They need to be told when things aren't running. So
this is the point of these meetings, because obviously, as I said, they're going to make a money. And they do get subsidies, but yes, I think if we talk to each other, it's about meeting halfway, and you don't get everything in life, but I think it was some much positive news yesterday.
I think so. If you want to find out more, surreycc.gov.uk/bus-users-UK, you can find out more about that and when the next meetings are and everything else.
And also, if you want to look at the timetables, go to Surrey County Council. I can't think, in link to their buses, they give you, there are some more that haven't been on there, but they'll tell you the latest details. Okay. That's the best site to go to.
Brilliant. So hopefully those changes have a positive impact on everyone's daily commute to work and getting about where you need to go. Thanks, Mark. Really good to talk to you.
Thank you, John. Thank you for having me.